of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. On this day, we the church, we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. We remember and honor Mary, the great Mother of God, who appeared to St. Simon Stock of the Carmelite Order, a crusader whose religious order was founded by the pilgrims and missionaries in the Holy Land, centered in the area known as Mount Carmel. It was told that Our Lady of Mount Carmel appeared to St. Simon Stock, showing him the brown scapular. And that was how the devotion to Our Lady of Mount Carmel is always identified with the brown scapular, which has been a popular sacramental in the church. The devotion of the brown scapular has been popular for the past several hundred years in the promise of the Blessed Mother of God, and that all who wear this brown scapular with a faith will be saved by God. As a devotional wearing of the scapular indicates one's consecration to Mary, God's own beloved mother. Today, all of us ought to reflect upon the great gift of this brown scapular and how we have been given a lot of means by which we strive to reach out to God's generous offer of mercy and salvation through him. And the Carmelites always considered the Blessed Mother of God as the perfect model of their faith and life, because the Carmelites believe in the value of prayer and contemplation, which Mary embodies very well. Through this devotion of the brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, all of us are reminded that Mary has always led us towards her Son and pointed us the way to follow as we proceed in this life. She has always patiently prayed for us and helped us along the way, seeking for us to be saved. For Mary is truly our mother and our loving spiritual mother who has been entrusted to us by Christ himself, just as he entrusted us to her from the cross. Today, all of us, we're all called to reflect on our own respective lives thus far in this world. How have we carried out our lives and actions all this? How have we lived our commitment as Christians that are expected to do what the Lord has taught us to do and called us through his church? If we have not been faithful as we should have all those while, then should we not make the effort to begin in this journey of faith from now on? In this world, we know there are plenty of challenges and temptations that often become great obstacles in our way of journey towards God. There's a lot of temptations, be it the temptation of money, of power, worldly glory, of sexual pleasure, immortality, immorality, and many other allures and pleasures of the world that can cause us to deviate from the path leading towards God. This is where we should spend some time reorienting ourselves and rearranging the way we live our lives. We all have a faithful devotion of the brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. If we have not done it yet, it's something that can help us in this journey towards God's grace and salvation. But at the same time, we must also be careful not to end up making empty devotions, such as when we do those prayers and devotions not for the right purpose and intention. This is where we should look upon the example of Mary herself, the Blessed Mother of God, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, whose faith and devotion to her Son is truly inspiring and wonderful. She surrendered herself completely to the will of God and obeys his commands completely, giving herself totally to the mission entrusted to her. Even until now, she's doing what she has been doing in helping all of us reach out to her Son and be saved. Mary has always directed us to her Son, our Lord, and we should do well to follow her example and her truth and her faith. We should renew our lives with faith and with the resolution and the commitment to live our lives from now on with the righteousness, turning away from the sin and the wickedness, and instead doing only what pleases God. Today, let us all ask for the intercession of Mary, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, that she will always intercede for our sake, we who are sinners, and at the hour of our death. Amen. I need something to share with you. As we were driving up, I reached over to my chest and I didn't have my scapular on. I told Father and he gave me a big long story. It was beautiful and I can't wait to get home and go put it back on because I took it off the shower. And I just rushed out of the house because I was running late. But as we were driving up from PDL, from Santa Rosa to PDL, Father shared with me. I said, oh, Father, I left my scapular. And he gave me a good long story about it. So let us wear our scapular to Our Lady, the brown scapular. May it always guide us and protect us. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.